So the sucky thing about having ADHD is that I don't get social cues. It's not so much that that sucks about myself. What sucks is the way that people respond to me not getting social cues. Like, there are people who will literally make fun of me to my face. There are people who will make fun of me indirectly in my presence. They won't say it to my face, which in my eyes, it makes them a coward, because they can't make fun of me in front of my face directly. They can't say nothing bad to me directly. They have to do it indirectly, and this usually happens in a group of peers, a group of people that are my same age, yada yada, whatever, right? So what they'll do is they'll say stuff indirectly. People in the circle will laugh. Everybody will laugh except you, right? And like, I don't, and the way I know that they're doing that is because my brain doesn't catch up to it until later. Like, oh, this is what they were doing to me. This is what they were doing, you know? And, sorry, I'm looking at the bed back there. And it's not fun, you know? It's not fun because you're the person being laughed at. Nobody likes to be laughed at, you know? And when I find out, like, and usually when people do that to me, like in a situation I'm not familiar with, sometimes I think that a person will not be this way. And they end up being that way. And I'm like, damn, that sucks, because I really thought this was a cool person. And they end up just changing on you, you know? And it's like, damn, you know, maybe better luck next time, you know? I mean, because it's going to happen over and over. I already know this, right? I just recently put myself in a social situation in the comedy scene where I live, right? And I'm already seeing it, you know? I'm already seeing people be the way they are toward people like me. And it's sad because I want to be a part of the social circle. You know what I mean? I just want to be, I like having conversations with people. I've got a podcast called the Corpus Christi Originals Podcast where I talk to people. That's the basically all I do is talk to people. I have conversed with them. So I like socializing with people. But being in this new circle is like, now I got to navigate these waters because I've done it before in other situations. And it's like, it's like a whole new thing where I have to figure out who's who, you know, who's talking about me behind my back, this and this, that and that. And I'm like, oh, man, and that's like one of the reasons why I don't like to go out in public, because I don't want to have to go through that whole process again, you know. But the good thing about it is, you know, my wife, she kind of helps me in these situations. So I'll share this information with her, or she'll go out in public with me. It's like we got each other's backs, like, you know. We know what to look out for, what not to look out for. So that's the cool thing about being married or even having friends. And like, I want to give props to friends that actually stick up for me. You know what I mean? In those situations, like, you know, knowing that I'm this way, they stick up for me to where it's like, we know what you're doing. You know what I mean? It's not cool, you know? And I like that about people. Because there are actually, I don't lose complete faith in people, because I know there's people out there that will look out for people like me. You know what I mean? And like in my culture, we grew up around people like me. I got a bunch of cousins. It's not uncommon for Hispanic families to have a bunch of cousins, especially in South Texas. So we know people like me. You know what I mean? Even in families, you know, families even make fun of people like me, and it sucks because they're your family, quote unquote, you know, and you can't really, I mean, all you can do is learn from it. You know what I mean? I just learn from there's people like this out there, which is one of the reasons I thank some of the cousins that were being like that toward me, because it helped me later on in the future to be like, okay, I've had somebody like this in my family. Now I'm just dealing with people that are not in my family that are like this, you know. As far as making fun of me indirectly in front of my face, you know, with other people. And I've learned to get past that, to get through that. I'm excited about talking about this topic while I'm at work. I got this microphone I just started with, you know, I'm hooked it up to my laptop there. Maybe need to change, put something right there, cover the bed. It's just blank right there. But yeah, I've been thinking about that. just recently how people with ADHD that don't get social cues can be taken advantage of as well. I can see how you can get into a relationship with somebody that sees that part about you. It can gaslight you, and you can be stuck in that relationship for years. You know what I mean? I had to go no contact with a mother who figured out because my mother, my real mother, she left me when I was 2-3 years old with my dad. My dad and my stepmom raised me. She came back into my life as a teenager. And now I'm looking back, I'm like, damn, where were you all that time? Like, you lived in the city? You lived in this same city, like, this whole time? Like, you know what I mean? But when I went to go live with her, as a teenager, I didn't think about that. I was like, oh, okay, cool, yeah, whatever. You know, I have my mom. She lets me do whatever I want. Not whatever I want, but she lets me do stuff that my dad didn't let me do. And she did that purposefully, I think, because she wanted to get me on her good side. And it sucks to say that. And even think about that a parent would actually do that to a child, you know? And it took me years to figure out what she was doing, you know, after getting married and after having kids. I had to be like, look, mom, I don't want you in my life anymore. You know, I have to go no contact with you because you're this way. You know what I mean? And doing that in my culture, people are like, what? You can't do that. You're not supposed to do that. And in my mind, I'm like, why not? You know what I mean? It's affecting me personally. Maybe you should do it too. You know what I mean? And all that to say that people can look at people like me and take advantage of them in relationships. They can gaslight them, tell them what they want to hear, and then while they're totally a different person doing something else behind their back. You know what I mean? That's not cool. Not cool at all, you know? And we're talking relationships that can go on for years until they finally figure it out. And then 2 kids, 3 kids later, you know, already emotionally involved, you know, having to go tell them no, you know what I mean? At that point, it's like, dang. Like for me, I feel like I wasted all that time. Like, damn. I wasted all this time thinking that my mom was actually for me. When she was actually working against me, like, because after going no contact, I had to learn about myself, because all those years I was putting myself aside, learning how to put myself aside for other people, learning how to put myself aside for my mother, because this is what she wanted. You know what I mean? So I had to figure out who I was after going no contact and figuring out how narcissists are and stuff like that. So that way I could live how I wanted to live. So I can train my kids the way they're supposed to be trained, you know, so I can have a fulfilling marriage. And so I had to unlearn a lot of those things that I learned from my mother so that I could continue to have life, to continue to live the way I wanted to live, you know, if that makes sense. So having ADHD, not getting social cues is huge. We can be taken advantage of. I think it's helpful to know about it. If you've got ADD, ADHD, it's helpful to know how you are, how your brain functions. That way you can get along in society. That way you can still have relationships with people that are on your side and not on the other side that are against you, to help you with your life, you know. And this is a huge thing for me. I'm constantly going through it, you know, every day. I'm 43 years old. It's not going to go away, you know. It's just the older a person gets with knowing this stuff, the wiser they get. The more they know what to look for, they know what to watch out for. When you're young, it's like you don't know stuff. That's why you kind of wish you had a family or somebody that's kind of showing you which way to go. Like my daughter, I feel like she's like me. I'm teaching her, like, look, my brain is like yours. This is how our brain works. Yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean? And then I'm teaching her, look, our brain does this sometimes. Sometimes we forget stuff. You know, sometimes we get distracted easily. You know, whatever teaching I'm teaching my daughter about ADHD. But I'm teaching her so that way when she gets on her own, she knows what to look out for. Hope this helps, guys. Subscribe, like, subscribe, and share. Appreciate y'all. Let me know how this thing sounds. Hopefully we'll do it with the truck off next time. Appreciate y'all. Bye.